It's been a really good month for the Mavericks, especially since the trade deadline. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the head coach of the Mavericks, Jason Kidd. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are y'all having a very good day?
We are so far.
Well, I know yesterday's loss was a little rough, but before that, you guys have been playing your tails off.
Well, I don't think we wanted to play our tails off or anything. I mean, first of all, humans lost their tails like 25 million years ago, so I don't think our guys spontaneously grew human tails and then played them off in a game of basketball. I think that just is not evolutionarily possible.
Never mind.
Well, and you did lose.
Have tails no more.
I know a loss is disappointing, but I mean, you'd won 7 straight. It's just the regular season. It's not like this is the end of the world.
Well, no, I mean, it's not the end of the world. I mean, nobody is claiming that it's the end of the world. I mean, nobody saw Jesus come back like in a flaming chariot to judge both the living and the dead. I mean,
right.
I think, you know, until we see Jesus taking AK-47 to all the sinners who are doing, you know, crypto scams and running red lights and giving incorrect change or doing surprise anal, you know, I mean,
what?
Then,
I'm sorry?
Then I think, you know, we'll know it's the end of the world, you know, when St. Peter puts out TikToks to millions of followers, you know. But until then, I mean, I think that the end of the world will come when every good person gets a gold hat and $60 walking around money.
Yeah. Okay, I think we follow you there.
I don't think I did.
That's biblical.
Right. Mavs head coach Jason Kidd with us here on the Ticket. Well, yesterday's game was interesting. Luka and Kyrie were great again, but outside of those two, you struggled to shoot a little bit. It kind of looked like the rest of the guys couldn't throw a ball into the ocean.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is true. What you say is true. You know, I mean, there's a reason for that, though, and I think that's because there really is no ocean convenient to the DFW Metroplex. I mean, how can we throw a ball into the ocean? I mean, I don't know where you're going with that. I mean, we have to have a convenient ocean. So, I mean, I guess if we petition the city planners of Dallas, is that what you want us to do, to dredge an ocean?
No.
Somewhere like on the side of the old Reunion Arena, maybe?
No.
And then we can throw a ball into that, and that would make your radio fans happy with your murderous oceanic desires.
Again, Coach, just a figure of speech. It's an old basketball saying when a team has trouble shooting, but don't worry about that.
Inconvenient Ocean would be a really good band name, though. But this is a long NBA season, and you still have a ways to go. You still have a long road to hoe in this thing, don't you?
Well, I don't know if it's a long road to hoe. I mean, there's some hoes that live right down the street from me, so, I mean, that's a short road to get to a hoe. So, I mean, unless you're saying row to hoe.
Yeah, and row.
Like Row Blackman or something? I mean, he hadn't played here in months.
Months?
I mean, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. I mean, come on, man.
Okay, let me check myself.
Well, I guess the good news is you're about to eclipse last year's win total. That has to feel good.
Well, I don't think eclipses are supposed to feel good. They're just supposed to make the world dark, you know, so you can grab a boob or listen to insects chirp in the middle of the day. But, I mean, you know, the Mavs aren't going to cause this eclipse on April 8th. I mean, I don't even think we've been in the path of NBA totality for a long time.
At least since the title year, I guess, yeah. I'm just still laughing.
Really talking about wins there. That wasn't my point, but
I gotta go.
Okay, we'll see you, Coach. Have a good trip.
I think he's just pulling one over on us.
Yeah, I think he is, too. All right, there goes Jason Kidd.